broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I told him, well, I'd like, you know, if I do contribute, I would like for my son to know that my son's going to be
tender. Words really won't make up for what I've lost. You know, I lost both my parents.
A service dog is trained very well.
Hey, I'm going to make you work for your dollar. Say something with that great radio
voice. I heart boobies.
I use catheters.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows can't go, wish they could, can't. Number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and our web address, philhendryshow.com, where you can go and get live streaming video of our radio show right now and thousands of hours of archives. The Phil Hendry Shop is open with our classic set of best of CDs, and coming up very soon, yet another archival bit of Phil Hendry merchandise. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. We sold lots of CDs for Christmas, which is a good thing. People were making up for the CDs that they were not able to get a hold of, and they were turning on their friends and their neighbors. And, our 2000, which is the CD called Number One Rated, is also personally autographed by me because we had a whole bunch of them opened up. So check it out there at philhendryshow.com. Larry Grover is going to join us this hour to discuss being fired from his job for sexual harassment. Now, we also have the story about Admiral, well, let me see this gentleman. He's a captain, Captain Owen Honors, who has been permanently relieved of his duties, as you know, from the USS Enterprise. Still to come tonight, Huck Finn loses the N-word in a new edition of a classic book. We're going to talk about it next hour in our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And it's just another example of what we say on this show, and no other show will tell you this. It ain't the government, baby. It's your next-door neighbor that is deciding what you're going to read, what you can't read. I'm serious. If you think that this has something to do with black helicopters or little black men or, you know, well, maybe it has something to do with black men. In any event, maybe little black men. In any event, we'll be talking about it next hour. 877-876-PHIL. Admiral John C. Harvey, Jr., Commander of the United States Fleet Forces, USFFC, has permanently relieved Captain Owen Honors of his duties as a commanding officer of the United States ship Enterprise for demonstrating poor judgment while serving as an executive officer of that ship. This is a man who was engaged in all kinds of asinine behavior and videotaping it and sharing it with people. Videotaping it and sharing it with people. That's almost worse than the behavior itself. Here is Admiral John C. Harvey announcing Captain Honor's punishment for creating and showing racy videos.
A few minutes ago, I permanently relieved Captain Owen Honors of his duties as commanding officer of USS Enterprise for demonstrating exceptionally poor judgment while serving as executive officer of that ship from 2006 to 2007. While Captain Honor's performance as commanding officer of Enterprise has been without incident, his profound lack of good judgment and professionalism while previously serving as executive officer in Enterprise calls into question his character and undermines his credibility to continue to serve effectively in command.
Larry Grover joining us from Culver City, California tonight. Larry is with the Conservatives of Kern County. You heard the information there. You heard that, and this is a man who was the captain of a longstanding United States, what do they call it, ship of the line?
Yeah, well, it's one of the great fleet ships of the United States Navy, the USS Enterprise, an aircraft carrier. To have the command of a ship like that is a career-making honor. And to lose the command of that ship for this kind of thing, I think, is a career-breaking situation, Phil. And today, I was at our offices, Conservatives of Kern County, as we were getting a newsletter prepared, and I was writing an opinion piece for our online blog. I think that it has to be said that we're really stepping over the line. I lost my job almost concurrent with the captain here for reasons similar. And let me say this. I did not engage in the kind of ridiculous behavior that this man engaged in. I will tell you, and I tell your audience with pride, I am not a sexist, I'm not a racist, I'm not a bigot of any kind, and what a man does with other men to let off steam and to laugh and to enjoy himself is one thing. What he believes and what he shows to the public is something else entirely, and I think that needs to be taken. Hold on, I got to turn that phone off, will you? I'm going to throw it against a wall. I'm so angry, Phil. I bought a new iPhone, and it's just been...
All right, we'll turn it off, okay?
Yeah, we will. I'm so angry. I bought this iPhone, and every time someone sends me a message, there's a bell. And I said to my mother, I said, if I hear it go off again, I'm going to throw it in the street. It's just not worth it. What happened, Phil?
All right, so your point is what?
My point is the following thing. What men do and say, and what people do and say, in the privacy of their own homes or in the privacy of their own communications with their friends is one thing and is sacrosanct. What they do in public, I think, should be scrutinized.
But what about this captain?
I don't know. These were videotapes that were intended for his crew and his crew only. These were not intended for anybody else. My own situation, I think, is a little bit more pressing. And if I could get into some of those particulars, I think it'll help.
Go ahead.
I'd worked for Culver Print for the last 10 years, and I had worked my way up, and you know the story of my life, Phil. It's not been an easy one. I lost everything when my wife and the children left after the... we sort of imploded after the work that I was doing trying to get Bill Clinton out of office after his impeachment. And through the entire years since... pushing the conservative cause has cost me my personal life, but I've been happy to do it, even though I have been working at this Culver Print at a less of a salary. I live with mother, as you know, here in the Steuben Street, here in Culver City, and I don't have my own room. I have a service porch. I sleep on a cot. This is the reality of my life, and yet I don't complain. When we hired a new manager at the shop, we had a new branch manager, a new print manager, and this young lady was introduced to us. The next day, I was in the office early, and I was with two men. There were no women anywhere. And someone had left a couple of soccer balls or some kind of a kickball because one of the guy's coaches... these junior leagues, if you know what I mean, the little t-ball or junior soccer.
Okay.
And I put these two volleyballs or soccer balls underneath my sweater, and I did a pantomime. And this was intended for the men that were there and no one else.
And when you say a pantomime, what do you mean?
I was pretending that I was... this young woman.
You were pretending that you were the young woman who was the new manager?
Yes.
Okay, and this had something to do with her figure?
Yes, she is, you know, everyone has remarked on how busty she is, so I put these soccer balls under my sweater, and I was walking around the way a lady walks. And I was...
Well, what were you doing? I mean, was that it?
I was going, oh, my name's Daphne, oh. And the guys were laughing... and we were having a good time. Now, I have never treated a woman with disrespect ever in the history of my life, and I certainly haven't in the workplace. But this woman decided that she wanted to get something going, and she wanted to start something. She walks in right when I'm there with these two soccer balls under my sweater. How likely do you think it is that it just happened to be a coincidence? I think she was looking for something. But either way, I was reported to the owners of the print shop, and I was told that I would be relieved of my job, that I no longer had a job.
But let me ask you a question. Did you mock this woman as a way of suggesting she only was hired because of the size of her breasts?
Well, whatever the reason was...
But was that the reason?
Yes, in a way, we were like, oh, hi, I'm Daphne, I'm Daphne, you know, and I had these big boobs, the big balloon boobs, excuse me, from the soccer balls that I had. And so I was doing this pantomime, yes, sir.
All right. The point you're making here, Larry, is that men and women and all of us joke behind the scenes. Is that right?
Well, I, the tone of voice you're using is just you're the principal of a school, and I'm a kid. And
I'm sorry. I'm asking. You're saying that.
You know full well that that's what I'm saying. Yes, sir.
All right. When she walked in, though, all bets are off, right?
She walked in at a time when none of us could reasonably have expected her to be there.
What time of day was it?
It was 9 in the morning, and that's when we start our shifts. It was just close to 9. But she usually, or we would expect that she'd show up probably about 10 or 11. And she was there at 9.
Why did you expect that? Is that when her shift starts, or?
Well, she doesn't have a shift. She's the manager of the store.
All right. Why did you expect later?
Well, I expected later because you could tell, in my opinion, why she was hired, because she had this big chest. So I don't think you can reasonably expect someone like that's going to show up for work early.
All right.
You know, the pausing, and you think that I'm what?
I don't really understand. If you have, let's say this, and I don't really want to have an argument with you, Larry. Let's say you have certain preconceived notions about women.
As we all do.
Okay, as all men do. All right, I'll give you that. And let's say that your preconceived notions of women are negative.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, she had a big chest, and you thought she was going to show up late.
All right, I'll give you that.
Okay. What you're telling me is, as long as you keep that between yourself and the other guys and you don't evidence it at work...
That's exactly right.
...that it's not a problem.
It's not a problem. And to the extent that this guy in the Navy has behaved the same way, I think he got short shrift. But understand something. As long as you do your job and you treat people with respect, what you do in the privacy of your communications with your fellow co-workers, or what you do in the privacy of your communications with your friends, is your own business, and I find it to be an insult to me, to and also to this admiral, that because I was making fun of this new woman that we've got running the print shop, because she's got these big, you know, a big chest, that I'm going to get fired for that.
Well, she saw it, man.
She
saw it, and you even said it was at 9 o'clock in the morning. In other words, it was at a time of day when...
No. You're getting... You see, what you're doing is you're now making an argument to make me wrong. I want my job back. She was not supposed to see that. That's what I'm asking you, and that's what I'm not that asking. I'm telling you.
Are you planning on filing some kind of a complaint?
Yes, I am. To the extent that it was not sexual harassment.
Why do you say it was not sexual harassment?
It was not sexual harassment because I was not intending to sexually harass her. I certainly don't have a superior job to her, so you can't say that I was doing it to her to get, you know, to make her do my bidding. I got fired.
Because you were walking around with these two soccer balls under your sweater as if they were her... That was her breasts. Her breasts.
Yes. I was pretending I was her.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We got Larry Grover on the line from Conservatives of Kern County. Your calls are coming up next for Larry. Our news hour next hour. Your attitude that no matter what a man thinks of women or minorities or other men or whatever people, whatever their opinions are, their opinions, as long as those opinions stay between yourself and your workmates, it's fine. The problem is it didn't, you know. And
well, yes, it did. She walked in on it. That's her mistake. And
but it was in the workplace.
It might have been in the workplace, but boy, I really feel I should get my job back, and I really feel that I have been treated unfairly. She's got a big chest. They must have known we were going to notice that and make fun of it, or otherwise walk around. If there are soccer balls or volleyballs, I'm going to put them up under my sweater. I think anybody, even another woman, would go walk around going, ooh, ooh, you know. So it has been very unfair. And while this other man gets all the ink, there are others of us who suffered just as much, Bill.
All right, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County wants his job back for mocking a new office manager, a woman with a large chest. He put a couple of soccer balls under his sweater and was prancing about. She walked in and saw this, and he got fired. He thinks that no matter what your opinion is of women, of minorities, of other people, if you keep it between yourself and your friends, if you keep it between yourself and your coworkers, it should not be cause for dismissal. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Walking around going, ooh, I am Daphne.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What is this music, anyway?
This is a hillbilly or something.
877-876-PHIL. And welcome to our Country Bear Jamboree. We have on the line with us here Larry Grover.
That's funny, the Country Bear Jamboree. I would not think that.
All right, well, let's get back to what we're talking about here, though, Larry. You were in your place of work, and I understand that. See, this has been a very interesting thing. We had Brett Favre, you know.
Well, I think what you said about Brett Favre is true.
And all right, I said a lot of stuff about Brett Favre, and I said the stuff about Owen Honors, and that was that men are going to have these attitudes. I understand that.
Exactly.
And men are going to have, you can't change people. You cannot and you must not. They're going to change of their own volition. But what you can change is public behavior. What you can change is public behavior. Why, then, should I feel sympathy for you?
No, I listened to what you said. You hold on for a minute, Phil.
Why should I feel sympathy for you?
Hold on for a minute. Because I listened to what you said, and I agreed with you. And I am telling you, and I'm telling your audience, that we had a woman coming in as a new manager. Now, she's got a big chest, and that's as it is. I'm not going to make an issue out of that. But she must know, as well as the other people that hired her, that she is going to be noticed by the male employees. And so, right there, that's not my fault. The second thing that is not my fault is that, naturally, I'm going to, with my workmates, when we talk about this new manager, Daphne, we're going to mention the size of her chest, because we're men.
Okay. What do you mean that's not your fault?
In other words, I'm not culpable for acting like a man.
All right.
The third thing that is not my fault is that Ruben Rivera, who is one of my co-workers and coaches this youth soccer team, left two soccer balls, and I picked them up and stuck them under my sweater and started walking around the office pretending I was her, you know. And
well, you said you were what? You were sashaying?
I was walking like a lady, going, ooh, I'm Daphne, ooh, I'm Daphne, and all this. And the guys were, they were laughing themselves sick as I was just shaking these soccer balls. And the fourth thing that is not my fault is that she walked in on this.
Now, see, I disagree with you there.
Well, you're wrong. And
well, hold on for a minute, man.
No, let me finish. That is not my fault. That was in the privacy of me talking to these guys, and she comes busting in and sees me with these two volleyballs under my sweater, and turns around, goes back to her office. I'm called in to talk to one of the regional managers, and I'm fired.
That was your mistake.
Why?
Because you allowed her to see you. Now, look.
I didn't open the door for her.
The fact that you were... No, hold on for a minute. The fact that you were on the premises of your office, the fact that you were parading around with these two soccer balls under your sweater, acting like a jackass, the fact that she... You should have known she's going to see you, okay?
Well, look, it should be all about... The woman should expect this. She doesn't have... If she didn't have these big boobs...
Look, you're saying that any woman that's got a large chest better expect to be sexually harassed, right?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, she better expect to walk into a room of guys that are mocking her.
I'm saying that just don't go walking into a room. See, the thing that bothers me more than anything else, and I know your audience agrees with this, why can't I say, if if I'm not in front of a black guy, why can't I say a word?
What word? Don't use the word.
I'm not using the word, but why can't I say it if I'm just with other whites?
Look it. I'm just telling you.
Why? Answer the question.
You can say, if you said it around me, I wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't like it, but you're not going to, it's not going to cost me my job.
All right, 877.
Hold on.
No, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
About that?
I heard about that, yeah.
Larry Grover with us here from Conservatives of Kern County as we talk about his own experience with losing his job because of so-called sexual harassment. And we're also talking about this commander of the United States Navy. You know, sexual harassment, Larry, is a conversation that we've been having for a long, long time in this country. We've talked about people who are sexually harassed on the job. We talk about people that are sexually harassed in the classroom. This is something that everybody is familiar with. So why do men continually run afoul of it?
Because, what do you mean we run afoul of it?
I'm not saying that you can't be a man, and I'm not saying that Brett Favre can't be a man. I'm not saying that this guy Honors can't be a man. He was involved in some other stuff, this, not sexual harassment, but I guess homophobia or something.
I don't know what this guy supposedly did wrong. He was with men who are members of his crew. He is their captain. There is an esprit de corps, as they call it in the military. There is a camaraderie in the military that is absolutely necessary, absolutely vital for the inner workings of any ship, of any platoon or brigade or regiment or whatever you want to call it. So I don't know what he did wrong other than the fact that there was someone that squealed on him.
Well, if he's doing stuff that's homophobic or is bashing gay people and he has gay sailors, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, you're not... Well, all right. But you're not supposed to have any gay sailors now. And
well, don't ask, don't tell. You don't know. But the point is that with all of this sensitivity, why do we still have people that are stupid? Why do we still have people, for instance, that have watermelon jokes? Why do we still have people... I'm not saying a guy can't be a racist.
Well, where does a man go and where does a woman go where you can let off steam and be who you are and not get caught and crucified for it?
Don't do it in public.
I didn't do it in public, Phil.
You did it in the workplace, man. Do you understand the difference? You're in the workplace. You're with coworkers. At any minute, this woman could walk in. If you want to sit in your house, and I will tell you, I'll stand with you. If you're in your own home and you're in with your friends and you're laying on all of these jokes about this, that, and somebody else goes running to your... I don't think it's any of their business in your own home. But if you're in a workplace or if you're in you're on this ship, a United States naval ship, it's going to happen, you know.
Well, I was, and then this woman walks in, and she's saying to me that I am sexually harassing her. I had no intention of this woman seeing me with the big balloon boobs, okay?
What did you say to me during the break about this captain?
Well, I can understand why he got fired, because he's a... he was a homophobe, okay, and he was mocking a gay, so he should have been fired. But me, I was not doing anything more than making fun of a woman's big chest. And the same thing with Brett Favre. All he did was send a photo, and I know that that's insulting, but my understanding was the woman had already seen his genitals because she'd been doing massages. And
that doesn't mean she's seen the guy nude.
I don't know that that's the case. I think if you are a massage therapist and you got Brett Favre that you're going to be giving a massage to, and he says do you mind if I take my clothes off? She's probably going to say not at all, because that's going to give her whatever thrill she's going to get. I don't know. But the point that I was making to you was that the naval captain, yes, of course you fire him. You got no choice. He is homophobic. He was mocking gay people. He to that extent, he's a racist. And the gays are a big...
Well, it's not racism.
Well, what is it?
If he's making fun of gays, he's not a racist. He's a homophobe. It's a sexual orientation, not a race.
Well, look, they're a big minority. You can't make fun of them because of the fact of what we've been going through with these gays. But the women have come so far, they aren't really... In my opinion, women have got so much that you can't say they're a minority the way a gay is. And so that's what I wrote in the blog, and that's what I was telling you.
You said to me that women are a protected minority, and they should know that this kind of behavior is coming.
Well, yeah, because they've experienced it. Whereas the gay is brand new to the mainstream of American life. So you've got to back off. And this guy, this captain in the U.S. Navy, was so stupid that you can't... I'm glad he got fired, because I don't want someone like that running a ship who thinks... who's going to be prancing around in a shower cap making fun of gays.
And yet there you are prancing around with two soccer balls under your sweater.
Not the same thing. I just got done explaining to you. Women are almost not a minority anymore because, well, they're... Numerically, there are more of them, but the other thing is they've got so much power now that to say, to walk around with the big, you know, with a volleyball under your, two volleyballs,
The more you talk, the stupider this sounds, okay?
And the more I talk, the stupider? Wow. But the gay has no power in society. That's what I'm saying. They got Barney Frank, and that's about it. Women have all kinds of women in political office. There's lots of female CEOs. They don't get protection anymore.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Women don't get protection anymore. Interesting. 877-876-PHIL. Talking here with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on his firing, the firing of Captain Honors in this situation where he was mocking gay people and he was also mocking women. And you think that he deserves it, but you don't. Now, here is another piece of audio that we have here. This is a clip of this captain, the so-called racy audio of his. And this is a videotape that he made.
When the videos were aired, they weren't meant to be, you know, showed outside of the Navy. They were, you know, meant for the crew only. And they were meant for our entertainment. You know, it was lighthearted laughter. None of it was ever meant, you know, to be taken seriously.
All right, here is number two here.
As usual, the Admiral and the Captain have no idea about the contents of the video or movie this evening, and they should not be held accountable in any judicial sense.
Over the years, I've gotten several complaints about inappropriate material during these videos. Never to me personally, but godlessly through other channels. This evening, all of you bleeding hearts, and you fag swole boy, why don't you just go ahead and hug yourselves for the next 20 minutes or so? Because there's a really good chance
you were laughing.
You're going to be offended tonight.
Yeah, that guy's an idiot.
Of course he's an idiot. But you're walking around...
That guy's an idiot for what he did, okay? But why am I an idiot?
You're walking around with soccer balls underneath your sweater. All right, 877-876-PHIL. So Honors gets to be fired, but Larry, he's okay. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Kind of a hard time.
It's a, what is this? Not Monday, is it?
No.
Well, I'm still giving people a hard time.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to talk 30 seconds at 4. And that thing, where's that list?
I'm looking for the affiliate list. What are you talking about? Anyway, welcome back here, the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Good luck, Larry. I ought to be able to walk around with a couple of soccer balls in my sweater, but that guy Honors... The problem with that guy Honors and the problem with the Brett Favre's, the problem with Larry Grover, and Larry knows it, only he doesn't know it. The problem with him, all these guys, You can think anything you want, do anything you want, be anything you want. You can't do it so that it's going to affect the workplace. You know, in other words, understand where you live.
I don't understand what you mean by that, because when you talk about understanding where I live, I know where I live.
Let me ask you a question, okay? If you go to France, especially if you go to France, do you expect them to speak English?
Well, yeah, I do, on account of World War II and everything.
Well, I got news for you, bud.
They ain't gonna speak it.
They don't speak no English in France, man. No sprekenzy English in Francais, baby. Those cats over there speak frog, and that's all they'll ever speak.
Everybody else do.
Everybody else may.
I know they do it in Germany. That's on account of we bombed them and stuff.
Maybe they speak it in Germany because we kicked their ass. I don't know. But the fact is, in France, they don't speak any English. They speak French. Now, you can do one of two things when you go to... You can do one of three things, actually. You can not go to France. You can go to France and stumble along speaking English, and everybody's going to look at you like you're the dumbest ass that ever walked. Or you can attempt to speak the language. The point that I'm making here is, do you adapt to your environment or do you fight the environment? You see what I mean?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with a guy putting a soccer ball and making his boobs big?
Making his boobs big?
No, I mean, you know.
I know, he's making fun of the lady. Here's what it's got to do with. If you're out in the world and you are attempting to coexist in the world and make your way through that environment, you got to speak the language of the world. It doesn't mean you have to sacrifice yourself and that you have to compromise your principles. It means that you're speaking the language. Do you think you're compromising your principles if you go to France and speak French?
No.
Okay. You're speaking frog because you want to make sure you can make your way through life, right?
Yeah. I mean, But I would never learn it or anything.
You are not going to learn it because you don't want to go to France. But if the day ever came, you would learn to speak French and you wouldn't consider it some sacrificing of your principles.
Uh-uh.
All right. Same thing when we go out into the world and we decide, okay, maybe I think women are funny looking and maybe I don't think they should be working and maybe I don't like blacks and maybe I don't like Mexicans and maybe I don't like a lot of stuff. But do I want to go to work or don't I? Do I want to go into that world and make my way through that world or don't I? And if you do, then you have to make accommodations. So I got no problem. I mean, I do, personally, when it comes to making friends and having social interaction. I may have a problem with some rabid, dumbass racist. But I got no problem with a guy that keeps it in his house or talks with his friends that way. I don't expect the human race to automatically switch over and become so perfect. One of the most embarrassing things in the world is to see some of these people that talk all this sweetness and light, and then you realize in their own personal lives they're a bunch of, you know, they're phony balonies, you know.
Well, yeah, like Michael, I seen Michael Moore on Twitter today. And he was saying something about how the Canadian Bacon was on, and he was making fun of a Republican, you know?
Right.
What's that got to do with it? Well, I mean, you don't think that's hypocritical, that he would make fun of Canadian Bacon?
He was making fun of Canadian Bacon what? You mean the food?
No, the movie.
The movie?
Yeah. Because of how fat he is.
Because of how fat he is, he shouldn't mention Canadian Bacon.
Oh. And he was saying, oh, Canadian Bacon's on, and don't you think that the Republicans, is that how come the Country Channel is playing Canadian Bacon because of Republicans?
And he shouldn't have mentioned Canadian Bacon because he's a tub of guts.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah, and another thing, too, of John Candy. So he said Canadian Bacon, yeah, right. I bet you haven't seen tell Phil what you said.
I said, I bet you haven't seen a pan of grease. I bet you ain't seen a strip of Canadian bacon in a pan of grease you didn't want to sip from.
Oh, God.
You're funny as hell.
I bet you haven't seen a pan of grease and Canadian bacon you didn't want to sip from.
Yeah.
I told you, yeah, but see, you don't think that's true.
I don't know whether that's true or not, man. The John Candy. You didn't say that about John Candy.
No, man. I love John Candy. I'm talking about Michael Moore.
Michael Moore. Oh, my God.
Well, what's so funny?
What do you mean, what's so funny? Are you guys kidding? What's so funny? Canadian bacon and Michael Moore? I bet you he ain't seen a pan of Canadian bacon and grease he didn't want to sip from. Well, I don't even understand why he thought that was an insult.
I don't either. He said that he thought the country music, or what was it called, Nashville television something?
No, it's called a country music channel.
Yeah, the country music channel. And he said that they're playing Canadian bacon on it. And they must be doing it because they like Republicans.
Oh, who understands what that fat ass is talking about? I got to tell you something more. You know, your movies may be funny. When you open your yap on Twitter, nobody knows what you're talking about except the people that live off of... I was going to say something really vile. I better not.
Probably live off of the liposuction that they...
Oh, shut up, will you? All right, and in other sex news, okay, so we had the... So we got this guy who's been canned, right?
Yeah, and then I got that guy ESPN, too.
Right, and I just saw this here. ESPN fires announcer for calling female colleague Sweet Baby. I believe it was Sweet Cakes, but ESPN announcer Ron Franklin was fired by the network on Tuesday after making a derogatory remark to sideline reporter Jean Edwards. I don't know what the hell her name is. Excuse me for being disrespectful. I just don't. Is that her name, Jean?
Yeah. It's a Jean right there.
Yeah, but yesterday was Janine.
Well, it was.
Okay, so which is it?
Yesterday was Janine. I think she might have changed her name for the way that a man treated her.
That's right. She changed her name for the... Oh, it's Jean. Jean Edwards in a meeting before the Fiesta Bowl. Now, Franklin was reprimanded after a complaint was made about his behavior toward Edwards at a meeting. Why don't you leave this to the boy's Sweet Baby, Franklin allegedly. Early reports suggested he said Sweet Cakes, but we are correcting those now. Edwards allegedly said... Jean Edwards objected to the derogatory language, Franklin responded, okay then, a, and then he, you know, said the real word, whole.
Yeah, okay, so what's the difference on that one because of, he didn't say that on the radio.
Well, it was in the workplace, though.
Yeah, it was in the workplace.
So he was in the workplace, he's speaking to a coworker. Do you understand? But it didn't have to be broadcast. The point that I'm making is, if this guy's sitting at home and he's having a couple of beers with his friends and he's talking about Jean Edwards as Sweet Baby or Sweet Cakes or whatever the hell it is he's saying, that's fine, and he can say that, and that's life. And I don't hold that against the guy in terms of his employment, in terms of his public life. I can't become a fascist who is sticking my nose into the lives of every human being and monitoring their behavior right on down to their bathroom habits.
Well, no, wait. Now, how come you call that fascist?
Oh, come on, man. If you're in someone's bedroom, in their living room, you know, we make a big thing in this world about what two consenting adults do in their bedroom, but what two consenting adults do anywhere in their home is really none of our business. And the fact is, if their public behavior... is above reproach. If their public behavior is
what does that mean, reproach?
If it's above criticism,
yeah.
If it's above any kind of critique, you know, if it's above any kind of negative criticism, then you're fine, and that's as it should be, you know.
You were talking about what was that man you talked about?
Yeah, you said about Confucius and stuff.
Well, Confucius. Confucius was a Chinese philosopher, and a part of his philosophy had to do with the following thing. If your outward moral order and your outward moral behavior is correct, then it will eventually affect your inner moral order, meaning behave properly, and eventually you'll start to think properly. Just show the world a proper behavior, and you will become a proper person. So even if you go into the world and you don't like blacks, you don't like women, you don't like Sweet Baby, you don't like Sweet, you don't like any of these people, if you act like a civilized human being, that's all the world can reasonably expect of you. You can't say, and another thing, Ron, when you go home tonight, I don't want to hear you say Sweet Baby. And another thing, I don't want to do this and do that. And I think a lot of employers make a big mistake, man, when you try to figure out exactly, well, what kind of a person is he? Does it have anything to do with his job? Did it have anything to do with the fact that Cap Anson was a great ball player, that he was also in the Ku Klux Klan?
I didn't know that. I don't know who he is.
Cap Anson's in the Hall of Fame. He was in the Ku Klux Klan. What's that got to do with baseball? Nothing.
Yeah, but you got to be an example and stuff.
No, you don't.
What about Pete Rose?
Pete Rose doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame.
That, what do you mean? How can you say a coon?
And I didn't say coon. I said Ku Klux Klan. I can say that because Cap Anson was in the Ku Klux Klan, but when he got onto the ball field, he played baseball brilliantly. Now, Pete Rose did not adhere to the rules of baseball brilliantly. Pete Rose was a great player, but he was also a manager, and he was also in a dugout, and he also had the rules of baseball staring him in the kisser every night, which said you can't bet on baseball games. So the rules and the apparatus and the entire infrastructure of this thing that was called baseball that he was involved in, he violated.
Well, I don't care. I don't even remember who he is.
Now, I know you don't. He was one hell of a baseball player. He set a lot of records. We used to boo the hell out of him when he came to Dodger Stadium and played for the Reds. I would purposefully buy seats out in right field when he was playing right field just so we could scream at him. So it was fantastic. All right. A publisher censors Huck Finn. Get a load of that, man. So we've got somebody that wanted Brave New World taken out of a library, and now Huck Finn is going to be censored and edited and rewritten. Plus, Lindsay Lohan is out of rehab, but she may be headed back to jail. It'll be Bud and Robert with me in the News Hour. Coming up next, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Why'd you do that?
Because I had to.
Come here.
No, please don't.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah.
Phil Hendry. Punk.
Lousy punk.